This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a terrific day as we're about to be joined by a special guest. We're going to talk basketball. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks and DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to truckwreck.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. As joining us now is ESPN senior writer and NBA analytics expert for ESPN, Andre Snelling's here.
He's on the Fan. Building!
And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing good. How you feeling?
Man, we are great. You know, Mavs get another win last night. They're playing better defense. How good are we, man?
Yeah, you know, so about a month ago, I wrote an article that ran on ESPN, particularly ESPN Bet. So I was looking at futures, and I was saying that at that time there were several futures that went through Dallas, and I really thought that the Mavericks had a chance to still win the division. At that time, they were only a game behind the Pelicans. They sent on 2.5 back, and the Pels are playing really good ball, but the Mavs are a team that I think other teams don't really want to play, because we've seen in recent years, 2 years ago, they went to the conference finals built almost purely on Luka being too much to handle in the slowed down half court version of basketball that's played in the playoffs. And so when you still got Luka playing at that level, but now you've got Kyrie Irving, who can pull out a random left-handed skyhook to win a game, every so often. And you've got some better defense and better big man play since the trade deadline. I think they're a pretty formidable team. They're not a team that I would say is like a favorite to win the West, but I think they're a team that the favorites in the West wouldn't really want to play.
Yeah, how would you handicap that? When you start to talk about the West, because we every day we talk about play-in situations. Oh wait, they're in now. How do you handicap how this is going to work out? Because I think there's a lot of teams at the bottom of this table that probably the top teams don't want to play.
Yeah, so it's difficult in the West because there's no solid ground. At the top, right, you've got three teams that are all within a game or two of each other that could flip-flop the order. And so whoever has the one seed, is going to be a much bigger difference than having, say, the three seed if you're a team like the Mavericks that's also fighting for one of those, six, seven, eight seeds. Right. It's really going to depend. I think the one team that is kind of a step above everyone right now is the Nuggets. They're the defending champions. And I guess what might work a little bit in the Mavericks' favor is they've shown that they can at least battle with the Nuggets. They've just about split their season series. They're 1-2. But the Mavericks did take the most recent game. And so, outside of the Nuggets, I don't think there's another team that the Mavericks can't look at and say, we have a decent chance against them in a seven-game series. I think that I have maybe the Timberwolves as the team that can maybe push the Nuggets the hardest because they've got that size to make Jokic work for it. But, I think that the Mavs could handle the Timberwolves because they've got more experience and a better perimeter game. So You know, it's almost musical chairs, or maybe a big game of rock, paper, scissors is the way to look at it. It's like, okay, we might not be able to beat this team, but we can beat that team. And, you know, the final seeding is going to play a big difference in how it plays out.
It's Andre Snelling's ESPN with us here on The Fan. Well, Chuck.
Yeah, I was wondering, after the trades, I know you wrote your futures article with the additions of P.J. Washington and Daniel Gafford, and my gosh, I think Gafford has been even better than we could have dreamed of, but how much did that change the way that you were viewing the Mavericks, and then now having seen them play post-All-Star break, how much better are maybe you viewing the Mavericks?
Yeah, no, it changed it in a big way, because the article was written right, I think, during the All-Star break or right when we were about to come out the break. And so at that time, I think the Mavs had won maybe 5 or 6 games in a row, and they were looking really good, but they had just made those trades. And I think the bigs make a huge difference for the ceiling of the Mavs, because, again, right now everything kind of has to revolve around the Nuggets. And what we saw in last year's playoffs was that if you're not big enough, you're not beating the Nuggets, because Nikola Jokic can just bully ball 99% of the NBA. And last year in the playoffs, that's what happened. Even the Lakers, who were thought of, they play like a big team, but Anthony Davis was not big enough to slow down Nikola Jokic. And so with the Mavs bringing in, you know, they brought in a center and a power forward, and then they had the rookie center in Lively. You know, having 2 7-footers that can defend the rim, that are good shot blockers, and then another actual power forward, not having to start, you know, Derek Jones or somebody at the four, it changes the whole dynamic. You know, with Luka, he's one of the most unguardable, you know, Swiss Army knife players in the NBA. And then you've got Kyrie. Between them, their perimeter game is amazing. So they really – and their offensive upside is amazing as well. So they really needed some size, some defense, and some rebounding. And I think the trade deadline moves help give them that, which, again, gives them a chance against pretty much any team in the West.
Now, it feels like we've created Lob City 2.0 here with the way Luka and Kyrie can set up Gafford and Lively. Can we track, like, who the league leaders are in the alley-oop situation? Because I feel like since the addition of Gafford, the Mavs have to be at the top of that list.
Yeah, so that is a stat that's tracked. Because it just happened at the trade deadline, I'm sure the Mavs are still lower on the list, but over the full course of a season, I wouldn't be surprised if they do end up, you know, moving forward being among the tops, because Luka is so hard to defend, and really Kyrie is too, just in different ways. But both of them, you have to defend them out to like 28 feet, and both of them, you know, Kyrie with his slick handle and Luka just with his size and ability, you know, craftiness with the ball, the defense has to focus so much on them, both the man guarding them. They might be doubled. Even if they're not doubled, the defense is kind of like hedging towards them. And so if you're a big man, just go to the dunker spot and put your hand up, because they can go and pretend to shoot and throw the alley-oop, and the team is still going to be defending the shot until it's way too late. So, yeah, that's some easy offense that really works in the regular season and should even have some success in slow down postseason.
Okay, can you give us an idea of what the best estimation is of their potential defensively? We're wondering, you know, with Luka and Kyrie on the court together so often, not known as great defenders, can they evolve, you know, with what's left in the regular season and change what the data is telling you now as far as how good they are?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So that's the thing. Like, you know, they're not going to – I mean, we're getting towards the end of March, and the regular season ends, you know, early, mid part of April. So who they are now is probably largely who they're going to be. I would argue that who they are now is much better defensively than who they were before the trade deadline. They're not going to be a lockdown squad by the end of the season. The hope, though, is that they can be good enough. And we've seen that their bigs, especially with their block shots, they're able to control the paint and get rebounds at key times. And that's huge for their defensive prowess. So the hope is they're no longer a team like what we saw out of the Suns the other day against the Bucks, where, you know, it was just a track meet. The other team is just scoring at will, and it's a can we outscore you? That's what the Mavericks want to avoid, and I think they can avoid that now. And so you get into the postseason, things slow down. It's a lot more half-court game, and Luka and Kyrie are both excellent at the half-court game. And so if the defense is good enough, then they can be competitive and they can be a tough out, even if the defense isn't their calling card.
What are you thinking about the MVP race right now? Is it Nikola Jokic to lose? Does Luka have any type of opportunity?
It's probably Jokic's to lose, and if he loses it, it's probably going to be Gilgeous Alexander. I think Luka, the difficulty is the team record. You know, like right now, they're still battling to stay out of the play-in. And I think it's going to be a hard case to make when you look at, you know, both Luka and Jokic having these amazing stats. But, you know, one of them is fighting for the one seed and the other one is fighting for the play-in. It's going to be difficult for them. I mean, I think if the Mavs, you know, they've got 13 games left. If, say, they went 13-0, just for the sake of argument, they are currently 3 games behind the Clippers for the 4 seed. If they could, you know, close that gap and end up pulling out the 4 seed, now they'd have to jump over 3 teams to do that. But if they could do that with Luka on that 35-10-10 pace that he was on for most of the last couple weeks, then, yeah, maybe he sneaks back in because the voters are human and what they see last can influence things. But I think that's a long shot. So right now I think it's Jokic is to lose. And Luka would kind of need to really pull a feather out of the hat to get back into it.
When do we? When is Wemby the best player unanimously in the NBA?
Whew. The way that he came in, you know, he had all of that hype, just like LeBron did, and just like LeBron 20 years ago. In my opinion, he's outperformed the hype. So, to me, before the season, I would have said, you know, give him 3 or 4 years. The way he's played this year, by the end of next year, going into year 3, again, much like LeBron, by year 3, it was kind of, he was joining the Kobe's and Duncan's and Garnett's of the world as thought of as the best player in the NBA. I think we could see the same out of Wimby by the time he's in year three as well. And after that, you know, unless Anthony Edwards keeps skyrocketing over people, at some point it's going to be Wimby alone.
Andre Snelling's with us here in the G-Bag Nation. I think it's very evident you are a genius and you understand numbers at a way that I cannot comprehend. When you're putting together some of these articles for ESPN and you're giving advice to people, what are some of the numbers that stand out to you when it comes to the NBA to best assess maybe what I should be doing when you're looking at evaluating these things?
Yeah, so ESPN has an analytics department, and I do a lot of work with them. They have a team evaluation measure called the Basketball Power Index, BPI. And through BPI, they're able to estimate down to game to game what they think the score will be in a given game, what the playoff odds are for teams, their chances at success. And that stat does really well when compared against, you know, Vegas and the odds as far as betting analysis goes. So I like to reference BPI. For individual players, I really like the plus minus, or what I call like the impact stats, because for the MVP, to me, that's the stat that most correlates to the MVP. How does your team scoring margin change when a player is on the court versus when they're off the court? That's kind of, you know, as close as we could get to a holy grail stat for player value. So I like to look at those things as well. And other than that, I watch a lot of basketball and you know, try as best as I can to incorporate what I see into my advice.
All right, Andre, I don't have time for your pro stuff. I need your Final Four for the tournament coming up, please, to help me out here.
Woo! Yeah, so I just mentioned I watch a lot of basketball. I watch a lot of NBA basketball. I got a family of five. So as far as college goes, I tend to go with my home team. You know, I live in Connecticut. I went to the University of Michigan. I went to Georgia Tech. I went to Duke. So hopefully some of them are in the mix. I know UConn won last year, so I'm picking them to win this year. But I would not say you should take my college advice over my pro advice.
How about BPI analysis here? Is Boston really that much better? Is Cleveland really the second best team? And what's up with Denver being so far down the pecking order here on it?
Yeah, so BPI, they factor in how a team is played, and they also factor in kind of the impact stats of all of the individual players on that team. So, you know, Boston, if you add everything together, they have been this season so far probably this much better than everyone else. And you'll notice it's Boston, and then the gap between second – the gap from Boston to second place is bigger than second to, like, 15th. So, yeah. You know, after that, there's kind of a what you would call almost like a car crash. You could pick one or another, which – kind of plays out for the Western Conference in particular. But within the BPI, if you click on the tab for playoffs, you can look at like playoffs percentages, you know, chances of making the conference semis, finals, champion, all that stuff. And there you get a little more granularity. And there, where Boston is still number one, when you get to the Nuggets, they're listed as the second.
I see.
Actually, the Yeah, they have the best chance of coming out of the West. And so, like, that's probably a little more realistic than just looking at the pure BPI.
Awesome stuff, Andre. Appreciate you. Great chat. And we look forward to doing it again.
All right. I look forward to it.
There he goes, Andre Snelling's ESPN with you here in the Nation. Yeah, that BPI is a cool tool there when you click on the projections in the playoffs. I'd never done that till he mentioned it. Okay, where are we going next, Chief?
Sports Hodgepodge featuring the most impactful athlete in America next year in the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.